The arrest of Radovan Karadzic in Serbia provides the international community with the assurance that justice will be done, whether it's after 1 year or whether it's after 13 years. The case against President al-Bashir is certainly controversial, but if they are successful in achieving an arrest warrant for him, the arrest of Karadzic makes it apparent that it will be possible to arrest President al-Bashir as well. The two leaders themselves are at very different stages. So you have President al-Bashir, who's accused of committing genocide over the past 5 years, and the genocide for which Radovan Karadzic is accused occurred quite a long time ago, in the middle of the 1990s. But the events of the last 2 weeks show that these two men may or may not be beyond the reach of justice.
Well, both have been prosecuting religious and or ethnic wars in which proxies have carried out the ethnic cleansing that could not have been accomplished without an official state support. What other parallels do you see here?
Well, there are certainly two men who are accused of one of the worst crimes known to man. And I guess the lesson with Karadzic is that it really takes a lot of resolve from the international community to move forward on justice for this very worst crime. But the recent events in Khartoum also highlight the challenges that were faced in the 1990s when Radovan Karadzic was first indicted. Both enjoy popular support from certain parts of their own populations, and the political will of countries in the international community acting collectively will have to be strong in order to carry out the arrest. It's hard to imagine right now President al-Bashir going into hiding, but on the other hand, arrest warrants can have the effect of destabilizing a government and perhaps resulting in a change, which could drive a sitting president into hiding.
Do you think the Sudanese leader still has an opportunity to turn things around and avoid prosecution, and what do you think he needs to do?
Well, the ICC process is a judicial process, so the judges of the ICC will need to decide whether the prosecutor has enough evidence to go forward with the arrest warrant and then the case. The only way that that will really stop is if the prosecutor decides that it's not in the interest of peace and justice to pursue the case, or if the UN Security Council steps in. But the ICC judges certainly won't be negotiating on whether the case goes forward and will only respond if be forced to stop the case if the Security Council asks them to. But it's unclear whether President al-Bashir will be able to escape justice depending on future events.
So far, though, President Bashir has been fighting on many different fronts. In addition to Darfur, we still have a very active fight going on in the border region between North and South Sudan, and a peace agreement in Southern Sudan that still hasn't been made completely good. So there's a lot of leverage there for President Bashir, possibly for him to satisfy international demands to bring about peaceful settlements in some of those areas. Do you think that that would enable him to overcome some of these charges against him and avoid prosecution?
Well, the ICC prosecutor is working with evidence that he's collected, but what you're suggesting is that he would not present that evidence to the ICC. Any solution under which there was an agreement not to prosecute President al-Bashir would have to be done at a political level by the Security Council and not by the court's judges, unless, of course, there was a national prosecution for these crimes, which in that case the ICC would defer to national prosecutions. But Sudan has shown no willingness to prosecute for these crimes, especially since, as the prosecutors alleged, it's the entire state apparatus that's involved in them. I certainly hope, for the sake of the victims, that peaceful settlements are reached, but I'm not sure if it would result in the charges being dropped by the ICC without political action by the Security Council.
Well, the African Union has also been rejecting the process set in motion with the ICC against Bashir. What do you think the world should do to address African Union concerns about the indictment process? They've been saying that indicting Bashir would do greater harm than good for the people of Darfur.
Doing more harm than good is a political judgment that all the bodies involved will have to make. The Security Council is the only one that can order the ICC not to act, and so they'll certainly take different views under consideration if it decides to move forward on a resolution. But I think that no matter what, the international community should think quite hard about the effect on the victims in Darfur, because that's what this case is all about.
Well, how much resolve do you think the international community and its system of justice has to pursue Sudan's president? So far, the UN has not had a great success in backing up its determination to put a UNAMID force in full force in Sudan. Likewise, it took 10 years to track down Karadzic, who allegedly was arrested in the Serbian capital, Belgrade, this week. Do you think that the community has to bring out more resolve to go after Sudan's leader?
The international community will certainly need to show its resolve in order to achieve any of the arrest warrants that the ICC or any other tribunal issues. especially with respect to a sitting head of state. That resolve will certainly need to be strong. The Security Council has not shown much resolve to date, especially since it asked the ICC to undertake this investigation, and that resolve will need to be strengthened if the case against President al-Bashir moves forward.